Everybody clap. All right, you can turn the music off. Please bring up the presentation. It is easy to find a rhythm when someone is leading, correct? It was not hard for you to figure out how to clap. Tonight, I want to talk to you about dreaming with God. What does it mean to follow after His heart? You heard Jessica talk about loving God and loving people and living like Jesus. Andrew portrayed to us people that need this light. Tonight, I want to show you how. My hope is after you walk away tonight, we're going to have a new kind of relationship. You see, for me, Justice Goodwin died. He committed suicide in the Upper Perk School District, and I got angry. I got so angry that I cried out to God, and He said, "Yeah, guess what, Scott? I've been really angry for a while, but it's about time you people got on board." And there are churches, we started to pray, and we cried out. And I got tired of that, because the third leading cause of death is suicide amongst teenagers. And we went to our school district, and our school district agreed, and they wanted change. And see, I'm telling you this story because it's going to have meaning to show you that I know what I'm talking about. Because see, the school district wanted a community center, a community hub, and they wanted to see change in the community, in the hearts of the teenagers and the families. And it was through the churches, through prayer, that I was given a building to use as a community center. Now the problem is, it was a church building, and it's kind of hard to use a church building to run activities, so we had to renovate it, and the school said, "We'll help you," and they gave me students to mentor during the day, off campus, where they would ask me questions like, "Why are you a pastor?" And weekly, even to this day, I give my testimony. We throw the best parties in town. And this is what the church looks like now as a community center. This was our community music day, and we were the rock venue. Can you tell? We started out with the alternative brew as a nighttime activity from the weekends for teens and young adults. We started a robotics club that went to international competition in the past 2 years that it's been in existence. We have the local Leo's Club that comes out, and I am now a part of that club. And I get to walk on campus as a staff member of our high school and visit students, teachers, guidance staff as needed. This year, we started chapel services for the varsity football team that the whole team came out to. Did you get that, folks? And what we talked about was how to be a man, a successful man with godly principles. And now we're moving a skate park in to one of the poorest communities in Montgomery County. Just so you know, all this that you're seeing here, we are the second poorest school district. East Greenville is the second poorest borough next to Norristown. And this is suburbia, folks. Over 200 students get reached through the programs and the ministries that we've started. See, I'm telling you this stuff because God's moving when you follow. And see, I don't want to stop. This is East Greenville and Pennsburg in the Upper Perk. God has not called me to stop there. He says, this is what I want. I want to see Luke 10 acted out. I want to see the lambs among the wolves. I want to see the blessings. I want to see the relationships. I want to see the healing. And I want to see my name proclaimed. I have no clue how to do that. So I went to my wise sage, Jeff Wright, and we went out to my favorite coffee shop, Java Good Day, and he told me in his greatest wisdom, this is what I needed to do. And through that, pray for a house was so that I could disciple people, train up young adults to go out. Well, then there was this pastor of this church that happened to have that house that they didn't know what to do with. So then a couple churches got together, renovated the house, and Megan Campbell moved in as my housing coordinator. And now in our next batch, we have Colin Ingram. Oh, and by the way, we're still looking for a couple people to live in the house in this next round. So if you're under 30 and you like to rock with God, come talk to me later. I also got frustrated with really bad youth workers with good hearts. We have this really good job at raising up people and giving them youth groups and walking away from them and smiling as they take care of the kids. So I went to the denomination. I said, I'm tired of this. They agreed, and we started the gathering place. And we named the house the gathering place as a means to teach and innovate and show youth workers how to live and be amazing with God and disciple students beyond what they're used to. We had this old little shed garage out in the back of the community center area. So a couple of my students, they decided to paint it. We thought maybe we should start a bike shop, but I needed a mechanic. So I cried out to God, could I get a mechanic? And he gave me one in Mr. Dick Fox. See, Dick was disabled with bad back and bad knees. So he asked if I needed a bike mechanic because he heard I needed to start a bike shop. Well, then we had this old trailer. So I got a Boy Scout that came along to want to do a project. So he drywalled it. And now we have over 100 bikes that we recycle. And we've opened up a full service shop called Bike and Soul, where it's about wheels, people, and community. You see, there's six rhythms that I want to show you right now. And I'm going to give you a challenge to practice. And the six rhythms are this. Know your story. Who are you with God? Where did you come from? Where are you going? Be able to listen to the stories around you. Know how your story interacts with theirs, with God. Celebrate. That's my timer. I got less than a minute. Celebrate. Because you, as a believer, should be throwing the best parties in town. Eat. 21 meals a week you consume. Share them with three people, I dare you, a week. Share three meals and disciple. Mennonites, we love to eat. We do it well. Share it. This is our Thursday night dinner at our house. You can't tell who my kids are and my wife is, unless you know them. But every Thursday night, you can come to our house for dinner. Just call ahead so we can prepare. But every Thursday night, we open our house for dinner, and anyone can come in. And I don't care where you've been. All I know is that if you're hanging out with us, we're going to move you towards Jesus. The second to last one's there is intentional. Stop walking around like zombies and start having intention in your life. I know people that tell me they're in a daily grind. Knock it off! God has something for you. And finally, recreate. Do this weekly. Now, I'm going to end right here on this. And listen very carefully, churches, because I'm angry right now. And I need to share my anger with you. I am tired of food pantries. I am tired that there's hungry people in the United States and abroad when there's this thing called farming. But lately, a lot of people have been going to the grocery store and not growing their own food. And that's got me angry because then they take their crap food from the pantry that they don't eat anymore and they put it in the food pantry for the people that can't eat. And that makes me mad. So rumor is there's 55 churches represented between the two conferences and 20-ish CRMs. And yes, I put Christopher Dock because I was there, on Wednesday, and they got a lot of open land. I'd like to see some gardens and some of that grass, but that's just me. And yeah, I put Deep Run East up there, and I'm calling you all out because you got a bunch of land with Deep Run West. And if we all started gardening, we could feed a lot of people. So here's the deal. I want all you churches out there to partner with me. I want everybody to start with just the size of plywood for a garden. Now, we all know Salford's got a leg up on us, so you can't cheat and just say, well, we're working with Salford, okay? You can't do that. I want you to do this. So it looks like that. Oh, and by the way, if you live in Philadelphia, you're not off the hook. Because I built a greenhouse on a parking lot, and I grew cucumbers with fish, so you can't get off the hook. Here's the deal. I work three jobs so I can put food on my table. I'm a pastor, nonprofit, and consultant. I can't do it all by myself, and I'm tired of doing it by myself.
I'm asking you churches out there to partner with us as Project Haven. And here's what I'm asking. $40,000 a year. $727 a church. Now, I know some churches you can't afford that. That's okay. There's some churches that can afford five of those. Partner, work together, talk about it. But here's what you'll get in return. We'll help. I meet pastors all the time, and they're tired. They're worn out. You hear someone like Jessica up here saying that the millennials are leaving, and we're tired of that. I'm going to tell you right now, millennials don't leave around me because we're being the light of Jesus. Those statistics you saw don't happen around me. I watch people come to know the Lord regularly. We're in the schools. Everyone says, oh, God was taken out of schools. He's very prevalent in Upper Perk. There's so many opportunities. So I'm just asking, will you come play with me? Will you come have fun with Jesus? And I guarantee you, if we all start hanging out more and doing crazy things, we might actually get to be able to feed people, because I'm going to shut up on this. In the Bible, Jesus said the poor will always be among you, right? But yet in Acts, there's no poor among them. And I realize that once you become a believer, or even if you engage the body of Christ, we should be able to get rid of poverty. And I think we can if we actually started doing it and not just talking about it, or not just sending a couple people out to do it while the rest of us pat them on the back. So if you have any interest in this at all, which you should, because I quoted Jesus, I've talked about the Bible, and I put you all on the spot. And if you don't call me, I will find you. Go in peace.